It's a long climb up to the announcer's booth at Saratoga Racecourse, and the man with the best view is announcer Larry Colmus.
Asia, Asia, an Iroquois girl, enchanted river.
In the middle of an August afternoon, Colmus is preparing for the day's fifth race, memorizing the runners trotting down the track to the starting gate on the far side of the course.
You know, these horses usually run every few weeks, so you don't see them that often, and there's so many different horses you have to remember every day. It's just, you know, it's like taking a test every half an hour, 10 times a day. And then by the end of the day, your brain is fried and you're ready to wait until the next day to have to do it again. Post time in 3 minutes.
There are plenty of things to memorize besides the horses' names. The jockeys each wear distinct silks corresponding to the owner. Colmus watches how the thoroughbreds move before a race. He uses a notepad and program to help keep track.
Also depends on what kind of a day you're having brain-wise.
At post time, Colmus snaps his attention from our chatting to the horses on the backstretch.
They're off. A slow start there for Iroquois Girl. It is Spark who fires out fast for the front. Lorican Disco on the outside goes with Spark early, and Asia is away running in third right behind them.
It's almost surreal to hear Colmus's voice up close from his small perch and not booming over the PA system. And in less than 2 minutes, it's all over.
Spark still there. Here's Spectacular Me. Spectacular Me runs by Spark. Late move from Dauphine Roos. Spectacular Me won it. Dauphine Roos got second, and then came Iroquois Girl.
Moments later, Colmus introduces the victor, now being celebrated in the winner's circle.
A 5-year-old Grey O'Roan mare by Katianis, out of Spectacular Morgan by Spectacular Bid.
He also reads off the payouts.
Exacta 6 and 5, 31.80, the double of 4 and 6, $138.
After he hangs up his headset, our interview continues. Colmus rarely bets on a horse, and even if there's a favored horse in the race, he says it's important to keep it professional.
Especially, you know, when everybody has a bet on every horse in the race. You know, you want to make sure every horse gets a call in the race and everyone gets their due.
Sure, but what about a superstar horse like American Pharoah?
You know, that's a scenario where it's a little different than just your ordinary race. Like when I called him, you know, winning the Triple Crown at Belmont, it was one of those scenarios where everyone there at the track, even if they made a bet on a different horse, everyone there was so excited that they got to see a horse win the Triple Crown. And to be able to call that race with American Pharoah was unbelievable, and it would be so great if he came here for the Travers.
Of course, Colmus is a racing fan. It was while I was in the booth that I realized exactly 1 year ago I met Colmus at the news conference unveiling that he would become the New York announcer, replacing legendary caller Tom Durkin, who is now enjoying his first summer off in 24 years. Colmus has called some of the biggest races at the biggest tracks in the country, but ever since he was a kid, he dreamed of one day announcing at the Spa. Now, about halfway through his first season at Saratoga, Colmus says it's even better than he expected.
It's been unbelievable. It truly was something that I was looking forward to so much. You know, it was a year ago that I was named the new announcer in New York, but this finally came to be here at Saratoga at this meet, and I expected it to be great. It's just been beyond belief great. You know, just the atmosphere of this place, the crowds every day. There's so many people here every day. It's been tremendous.
And then Colmus turned his attention to the next race. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.